So what do you got?
Okay, so I wanted to read an excerpt from A Promised Land, which is already, by the way, a bestseller. And this, Matt, I think you'll really like this part. So he's talking about foreign policy, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, in places like Yemen and Afghanistan, the lives of millions of young men had been warped and stunted by desperation, ignorance, dreams of religious glory, the violence of their surroundings, or the schemes of older men. They were dangerous, these young men, often deliberately and casually cruel. Still, in the aggregate, at least, I wanted somehow to save them and send them to school, give them a trade, drain them of the hate that had been filling their heads. And yet the world they were part of and the machinery I commanded more often had me killing them instead.
He didn't really write that.
Yeah, he did write that. But you know why he had to do that, Matt?
Did he really?
Yeah, he wrote that. If anyone can send us the audio of that, it would be great. And we'll clip it in. Anyone who's bought the book on that, the ebook.
Come on. How can you not laugh at that?
Oh, I did. I mean, I already did that when I, but I, you have to understand, I've been more from, I saw this earlier than you did. So I laughed before.
That takes some stones to write that. I have to say, I'm impressed. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
But who do you think, guess of all people who in Obama's circle was obsessed with his like hit list, with his execution list, assassination list, sorry, assassination. Guess who in his inner circle would you think would be obsessed with that?
I mean, I wrote a story about this. Rahm.
Rahm, very good.
Yeah.
He was quote unquote obsessed. And that's because he had spent enough time in Washington to know that his new liberal president couldn't afford to look soft on terrorism.